Ideas about ancient things. I was watching a program the other day. You may recognize the name, it is The Proof Is Out There. They showed another Bigfoot sighting and this gave me an idea. We are told if Bigfoot exists it is some kind of ape. I thought about Neanderthals who we shared the earth with a long time and who are said to have died out. There are plenty of representations of Neanderthals in museums, but the truth is Neanderthal skin has never been found. This led me to the idea I had, which was, could Bigfoot be the remains of a few Neanderthals still around? Perhaps they were hairy creatures, not smooth skin like depicted. I have to wonder about some of the things we have been told when it comes to archaeology and actually some things which are ancient. Take dinosaurs for example, we have been caught guessing what some of them looked like. I have to wonder when we sometimes claim to have found a new species, if we could be finding bones from several different animals in the same bit and forcing them together to form the so-called new find. I think this fact could have influenced dinosaur skeletons which were assembled by so-called experts having been found to be wrong before. When it comes to dinosaurs, we have been told the ancients would have had no idea what they were and might have thought they were monsters of some sort. We are told the ancient Greeks and Romans found dinosaur bones and this is why they had tales of giant creatures. I have to admit they both were very smart and some might have discovered the true nature of dinosaurs. It is said the ancient word in Greek for dinosaur is dinosauria, and guess what it means? It means terrible lizard. If they didn't know what they were finding, how did they know dinosaurs were basically lizards? Even the Romans named them Dinosaurus and Dinosauri. By the Romans using a very similar term, it looks to me like they knew what they were talking about. When we examine some of the objects created by the ancients, it does seem they might have been more advanced than us in certain areas. Construction seems to be one of those areas. We know they somehow moved giant stones, sometimes weighing hundreds of tons, when they only had primitive tools. What we don't know is how did they do that. When the French and English met connecting their sides of the channel, they were about 4 inches off. This was great for a 31-mile tunnel. The Romans learned how to tunnel from both ends and meet in the middle by the 6th century BC, and it was said they also were only a couple of inches off. Looking at this today, from the perspective of a modern human with advanced instruments and tools, it almost seems impossible the Romans could have accomplished this. We thought we knew at what stage the technology of the ancient Greeks was at. This was until we found something which was unbelievable for its time. I am talking about a mechanical computer called the Antikythera mechanism. Scientists were stunned when they figured out what this was and how it was made. In 1901 it was discovered in an ancient shipwreck. It is believed it was created by the ancient Greeks around the 2nd century BC. The moving parts consisted of wheels and hand-cut gears. Prior to the discovery, we believed gears came on the scene sometime in the late Middle Ages and were used in clock making. This means the computer was using them about 1,500 years before that. This leads me to the question. What other inventions could be out there from ancient times? Once metal gears were discovered by the ancient Greeks, could they have used them in other inventions we are yet to discover? The Greeks were extremely smart and great inventors, and we know about some of the things they created, such as vending machines, automatic doors, and even a primitive steam engine, to mention a few inventions. When the Romans burned the library at Alexandria, they destroyed a treasure trove of scrolls. I wonder how many inventions it caused to be lost to time. One has to also wonder what ancient knowledge was lost. It has been said there are ancient objects which contain power. There are many objects around the world which are said to contain healing powers, and there are stories attached to them which people say prove this. There are ancient Egyptian amulets which are said to be magical. While they don't really seem to have any power, could the problem be we don't know how to access this power? When we read ancient accounts of people being helped in some way by an amulet, we tend not to take that seriously, but could there be more than meets the eye? Why is it some ancient writing is in a language no one can decipher and didn't seem to be spoken by any race? Why was the Voynich manuscript written? It is in some sort of code and yet seems to be only a book about plants and such. It is said to date back to between 1404 to 1438. This book has puzzled people to this day. One thing I never heard anyone ask is the question, could the book have been written by an extraterrestrial? Believe me, I am not asking this question, just wondering why this has never been suggested to my knowledge, because so many times when things are not understood, extraterrestrials are suggested. Perhaps with the advent of artificial intelligence the mystery will be found and we will finally know what the book states. There are a lot of mysteries in the past. One we have been investigating for many hundreds of years is whether King Arthur was a real person. Some swear to it and suggest he was a former Roman soldier, others place him at a much later date. According to archaeologists, there has never been any archaeological evidence found to prove he lived. Most scholars also do not believe Camelot or Merlin ever existed. There is a simple object from Roman times which people have been trying to figure out what its use was for hundreds of years. It was found in almost every Roman home. It was named a dodecahedron. It consists of bronze construction with little legs all around and holes on every side. The first one was found about 300 years ago. It is a many-sided object. It has 12 sides. Each side has 5 legs and 1 large round hole. Since no historian has talked about these objects, they have become even more mysterious. One thing is probably true, there are indications the Romans felt they were valuable.